because of the political climate, the heightened racial tension in our nation. There's been some really interesting directions talking about care has taken us. And for me, I always understood sort of the racial sexist policies and histories around labor laws that made care work subordinate to all other work. But I didn't really understand that relationship within the educational systems. So now as I talk to people and people share their specialties, such as the history of childcare and the history of education and the beginnings of professionalizing care work, it's fascinating. I thought I had sort of stumbled upon this like false dichotomy, this thing I was trying to articulate, that not to separate care from education for the young child, and not to put learning in categories, and not to put in academic categories. But one of the things I recently learned about was how very early, how there were these really early nurseries and childcare centers that were originally developed for women who had to work, or women who perhaps had husbands who were disabled or dead because of the Civil War, or drunk, you know, abandoned, depressed. There was just, men were under a lot of stress after the Civil War, during the Civil War. So after that period of time, there was a sort of a robust day nursery program that was for these women who were in these, what society considered these shameful conditions, needing support, needing someone to care for their children. And learning about that history, and then how at the turn of the century, when psychology, you know, and child development sort of became highlighted, and women could actually make a profession out of teaching, all this focus on early childhood development, that there was such an intentional decision back at the turn of the century to say, we are not talking about taking care of children. We are not going to even enter that discussion about children being away from their mothers, you know, the sacred bond between the child and the mom. We who are educating young children are teachers. We are teachers. We are not caregivers. And so there was this very, very intentional, deliberate split that I didn't even know about. So that's something. And just this, as a childcare teacher, I've always grappled with this shame. There's a lot of shame associated with it. Sometimes parents feel guilty for leaving their kids with us. They feel distrustful. They feel, childcare people feel resentful towards parents for sort of, I don't know, treating the industry as sort of an ownership, treating us like they're hired help. There's so many weird feelings that rise up within you when you're caring for other people's children, and to really be able to trace back these historical roots of ownership, of the private-public split, of the distinct separation between education and care. That's just been really, really exciting for me. And those are pretty new revelations for me. I had an inkling, and I wrote about it a bit, but I didn't know how deep and how sort of this story that I'm telling is one that's very old. It's really not my story. So it feels very validating.